The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman with Dr. Rose Backman. Our program is for women who want to break free from the beliefs that cause sabotage. It's time to create the lives that you deserve. If you don't deal with your emotions will deal with you. It's time to move into your power zone and out of your comfort zone. Now, here is your host, Dr. Rose Backman.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show, The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Today's topic is called The Invitation. And what do you ache for? The Invitation is a message from Oriah Mountain Dreamer. She wrote the book, and it's called, of course, The Invitation. This is all about spirituality and alternative healing and information about her book. And this touched my heart as it has touched thousands and thousands of people. And I want to share with you what we're going to discuss today. It's all about what do you ache for? What do you want? What are you choosing not to do to create what you want in your life? Here are some of the sentences that I believe are going to empower you so deeply that I hope this helps you look at what you ache for deep inside of your heart, deep inside of your inner knowingness. This is what she states. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, and for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the center of your own sorrow, if you've been opened by life's betrayals, or have become shriveled and closed from fear of further pain. I want to know if you can sit with pain, mine or your own, without moving to hide it or fade it or fix it. I want to know if you can be happy with joy, mine or your own, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your fingers and toes without cautioning us to be careful, to be realistic, to remember the limitations of being human. It doesn't interest me if the story you're telling me is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself. If you can bear the accusation of betrayal and not betray your own soul. If you can be faithless and therefore trustworthy. I want to know if you can see beauty even when it's not pretty every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence. I want to know if you can live with failure, yours and mine, and still stand on the edge of the lake and shout to the silver of the full moon, yes! It doesn't interest me to know where you live or how much money you have. I want to know if you can get up after the night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and do what needs to be done to feed the children. It doesn't interest me who you know or how you came to be here. I want to know if you will stand in the center of fire with me and not shrink back. It doesn't interest me where or what or with whom you have studied. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when all else fails. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly like the company you keep in the empty moments. That is one of the most powerful messages I have ever heard in my life. This is by Oriah Mountain Dreamer, and the book is called The Invitation. I suggest you may want to check that out and go purchase that treasure of a book. So, you know, when you were listening to those words, did anything ache inside of you? Because I'll tell you, when I first read this some years ago, the part that interested me was the part about, I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself. If you can bear the accusation of betrayal and not betray your own soul. That's what hit me. So can you be true to yourself and not need the approval of anyone else? Do you ache for any of those words? Do you ache for any actions that you have to move forward to save yourself? We don't care about disappointing other people. We really don't. The biggest failure is disappointing you and never trying to claim your talent. And not needing anyone but you to say, it's okay, go ahead, do it. Do what you love. Do what creates passion. Change. Change. Make an effort to take a step to honor you, to value you, to move a step closer to your dream so that you can feel alive. I can share with you that I absolutely love the work that I do. I've been in practice for 24 years. And what do? I'm a natural doctor. My expertise is in kinesiology. And I read people all over the world. At an emotional level, I help them break belief systems at a deep cellular level. And we also can test physically what's going on in the body. That's what I love to do. And every day, I wake up excited to be able to share with those that have that same excitement and say, I want to move forward. See, here's the illusion. People feel that it's not okay to be vulnerable. People feel that what's going to come out of their mouth is going to be judged. We're all the same. I don't want to disappoint you, but sorry, your story is just a story. Do you want to change your story? Do you? Nothing is going to change until you change. Your husband isn't going to change until you shift. Your children will not become what you would love them to become unless you shift and support them in their dreams. Do not mold your children to be who they are not. Do not mold your children to what you wished you would have dreamt and followed in your heart. Do not allow your children to imitate what you could have been. Still can be, if you choose. You have a deep power within you. Maybe that power is on pause. All you have to do is press the play button. I've been there. I remember being so scared that I was paralyzed. I was emotionally paralyzed when I first started out. I wasn't doing emotional work at the time, but I started out practicing reflexology and massage. I knew within the first month I wouldn't be doing that. Why? It didn't resonate for me to be able to do this for the rest of my life. I wanted to go deeper. I knew that at some level it was helping them at the moment. But my calling was, let's go deep. That scares people. It didn't scare me. And I thought everybody wanted to go deep and get rid of their emotions that were keeping them from being more of who they really are. In fact, I was so sure that everybody wanted to go deep that I would swear there would be a lineup at my office so that people could release their pain effortlessly through forgiveness. I help people break belief systems, crazy thoughts, goofy thoughts, lies that we tell ourselves, past issues that we refuse to get out of our mind. I thought the lineup would go forever. There's the lies we tell ourselves. Well, we have somebody from Niagara Falls that's called in, so I'd love to hear what Susan has to say. Welcome, Susan.
Hi, how are you doing today, Dr. Rose?
I'm great, Susan. Share with us.
You know, I wanted to address what you just talked about as far as you're talking about persuade your children to walk the path that you walk.
Yes.
And in my instance, it's not my parents are just, you know, trying to have me walk. Well, it is too, of course, having me walk the path that they walk, but it's also having my children, my son in particular, wanting me to walk his path. Which is actually the same path that my parents walked too. It's a religious path, actually. And he's wanting me to get back to that particular religious path, the same religious path that my parents brought me up.
Susan, it's all about you. It's all about you and what you want. If you want to go down that pathway, then join it. If you don't, don't.
No.
It's that simple, right?
No. That path is one I chose to go away, leave when I was, about 30 years ago. I chose not to go down that path. And just recently, I've been, you know, it took me a long while to really own up to my authentic self and say, hey, I know better. I know that there isn't some, you know, daddy God in heaven type thing, but that God is actually, you know, we are actually God, you know, that God is actually ourselves. And we are the energy of God. So, and in fact, I'm beginning. I have my first book that I'm just about finished writing, and I'm going to be putting it up for be published. And I've got a children's book that also brings that forth, that we are God. So it's pretty straightforward.
Susan, I appreciate you for calling and sharing your truth and standing in what you believe in no matter what and not needing the approval of anyone. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in. Bye for now.
Bye.
Now, isn't that great? So this lady has stood on her own two feet and says, thank you for the opportunity. I choose not to go back into the past of what I believe in. It doesn't matter what it is. She says, I don't want this. I have chosen another pathway by writing a book and sharing with the world my talent. This is what I invite you to do, is to share with the world what your talent is. Stay with us. We're going to be back in 2 minutes. And I just want to share a little bit more when we come back about what it takes for you to ask yourself, what is it that I ache for, so that you can take those steps and create what you desire. We'll be back in two minutes. Thanks so much for listening.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Do you ever ask yourself,
why am I here? What is my purpose in life? What do I do next?
Life energies are based on the chakras, and this is the foundation of holistic healing. Find the balance in your life by tuning in to Healing Possibilities with your host, Tracy Makarenko. Through engaging guests and Tracy's spiritual guidance, each week we'll explore a different modality of healing designed to help you find peace and wholeness. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Our topic today is called, What Do You Ache For? This is all about the book, The Invitation by Oriah Mountain Dreamer, what we're discussing. And her first sentence is, it doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for. And if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. One thing I know for sure, that people are where they are in their lives because they can't stand it any better. When they can stand a better life, they will change. I was no different than you. I couldn't stand a better life, obviously. I couldn't stand the fact of keeping my power at a high level. It was at a low level. Sometimes that power would come out. I couldn't stand the fact that I didn't have control. I was in my late 20s, thinking I could control everything. I saw a part of me that I never knew existed. It's interesting what happens to a human being when you're in a situation that you don't feel in control of. Let me share this with you, if I may. I was in the restaurant business from the time I was about 15 years old, and then I got married. And I ended up marrying for reasons of insecurity, and I knew I shouldn't have married the man I married. I knew it, but I didn't listen to my gut. Obviously, I was lost somewhere along the way. I thought I loved him, and there's a part of me that did love him. I love the good part of him. But I watched him go down a pathway of destruction slowly in front of my eyes for 9 years. I watched him slowly get into drugs. And I knew less than 3-4 months into the marriage that I was in trouble. And of course you're embarrassed. Of course you don't want to tell anybody. The only people that know are his friends. My friends didn't really know. They weren't in the same city. Eventually they knew. But I remember being just like you and feeling lost and saying to myself, what are you going to do? You can't control if he's going to show up at the restaurant and cook. You can't control what time he's coming home. What are you going to do? What decision are you going to make? Those friends he has aren't your friends. You don't want those people in your life. What are you going to do, Miss Rose? Well, I worked. That's what I did. I worked and I worked and I worked a little bit more. And we raised our child. And I wanted out. I just didn't know how to get out. I left a few times. I came back, just like everybody else, didn't talk much about anything. Just thought the going away should make things better without communication. Didn't know how to communicate, didn't know how to say the words properly, didn't know how to express the emotions. Maybe I did at some level, but I didn't feel heard. But I know this. I wanted out of a marriage and I didn't know how I could get out. So unfortunately, he was murdered outside of our home. That was the worst day of my life. But now that I know what I know, that was the best day of my life. Because good always comes out of craziness. Good always comes out of drama, trauma, disaster. Always. You have to find it. You have to look for it. I remember having high, high, highs of empowerment 3-4 or 5 times, 3 to 4 months after he had passed. I remember the judgment that I had put upon me because of how he died. I remember people avoiding me like the plague, some of them, and not understanding why. See, when something drastic happens in your life, people somehow think that you're part of that problem and that maybe you do the bad things that your husband does. So let me ask you this. If you're married to an alcoholic, does that make you an alcoholic? Does that mean you are that person? That was my biggest lesson. Not to judge others because I was judged so harshly. That's how I felt. And I probably was not judged as badly as I thought I was. But that was the feeling. So what did I ache for? I ache to be real. I ache to make good decisions. I ache to stand up and claim my power as a woman. I ached to take responsibility for the decision that I made. And you know, now that I look at things, it wasn't such a bad decision. Because I'm here today, sharing. And I have a beautiful child. And I have the courage to share my voice. And sometimes it's a big voice. And to look at some tough truths. Tough truths. Because the initial sting of facing your truth will create rapid progress in shifting your unhealthy beliefs. And I know that when we give ourselves permission to stop making the same mistakes, wow, you're going to be so surprised how dramatically fast your life can change. And I learned, just like I want you to learn, and pay attention to the words that you choose to describe your situation of life. Pay attention to the words you choose to describe. Period. Because that's what you're going to attract to you. There's power and energy in those words that you use. So what do you ache for? When you do nothing, nothing changes. You don't have a right to complain if you choose to do nothing. You don't have the right to complain if you choose to do nothing. That doesn't make me right when I say that. When we do nothing, nothing changes. That I know for sure. I also know that you have to be true to yourself. You know what shocked me in this story that I'm telling you, and it's just a story, is that I was very close to his family. So for 9 years, I was very close. But all of a sudden, it was my fault that he died. All of a sudden, I was being blamed, and I couldn't believe the betrayal. I was the best thing that happened to this man, and now it's my fault? Wow. I had to learn to let go of that, because that's our need for approval at a deep level. But that was the best experience of my life. That was the best experience to say, no, I know the truth within me and that's all that matters. And they know the truth too. They're just not ready to see it. And that's okay. And there was a side of me that was so beautiful and so loving and so kind because I made sure that my son spent lots of time with his father's side of the family. I never wanted them to ever go without seeing him and him not connecting with them. I always allowed that. What do you ache for? It's okay if you disappoint another person so you can just be true to yourself. It's okay that people have accused you of whatever has happened. But stand up for who you are and what you believe in. And remember this, what I said a few minutes ago, the initial sting of facing your truth. Wow, when you decide to do that and you shift those crazy beliefs, the real you starts to bloom. We're going to talk some more right after the break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you so much. We'll see you in 2 minutes.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews, heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. There's a course offered on Seventh Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, Seventh Wave Network.
Visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We are talking about the book, The Invitation, and at the beginning of our talk today, I had read a few minutes of her beautiful, beautiful words on, "It doesn't interest me what you do for a living," is the first sentence, and the second is, "I want to know what you ache for, and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing." See, people really don't care what you do. People want to get, they want to get connected at a deep level with you if you let them. I don't know if you believe in being real or not, but there is no other way to be but to be you. So when you go to these business meetings and you go to these networking meetings and you do whatever you do on teleseminars and webinars and all the social media that's out there, just go be you. See, I'm a very opinionated person, and I don't like to be a follower. So I'm going to ask you to make a decision about what it is that you really stand for, and what is it that you believe in, and who do you want to connect with, so that you can have your truth always, always, always inside of you, guiding you to the perfect location, to the perfect people, to the perfect event that you need to be in. Don't follow people you don't want to follow. Don't be friends with people that aren't at the same level you are. I would rather have one friend that accepts me for who I am and speaks their truth to me, and I have permission to do the same, than to have hundreds of acquaintances that aren't real. This is what I share when I speak. I had a lovely speaking engagement on Sunday, and I said to the group, when you have a friend, this is more for women, when you have a friend, make an agreement with her that she can whine three times about the same issue to you. Then after she's whined three times, say to her, what are you going to do about it? Then give her permission to say exactly the same thing to you. After you've whined three times about an issue to your friend, and tell her and give her permission to say to you, and what are you going to do about that? Because now you empower your friendship. You disempower your friendship when you let your friend, you allow your friend to whine about the same issue over and over and over again. You are so sick of hearing it. And she will say she's sick of saying it, but no, she's not, because if you're still sick of it, if you're still saying it, then you haven't had enough yet. See, people say they're sick of stuff. You're only sick of something if you do something about it. This is what I do know. If you don't deal with your emotions, they'll deal with you. I can't say it any simpler than that. People like to run. People like to hide. People like to pretend. They like to be in la-la land. Go ahead. I've been there too. But eventually something cracks. Eventually something cracks. What can I say? Except this. People are where they are in their lives because they can't stand it any better. When they can stand it better, they will change. This is normal. I've been there, you've been there, your parents have been there, your best friends have been there, your teacher has been there, your children. You can't save anybody but you. Don't run around trying to save anybody else but you. But do not betray your own soul. Do not betray who you are. Do not allow yourself to stay so stuck, because the deeper you go into the mud, the harder it is to crawl out of. I invite you to make a decision. I invite you to say, I don't have to give up who I am. My past beliefs don't equal my future beliefs. As one client said to me, well, she didn't say it, she screamed it. At least it sounded like she was screaming. She said, please help me stop sabotaging myself. Help me stop sabotaging myself. Wow, that brought back so many memories, because that's exactly what most of us do. I sabotaged myself during the marriage and after the marriage. I remember that when my husband passed, my girlfriend was having a tough time in her relationship, and her husband and my husband were very close friends. And I remember being in her bedroom a year or so after my husband had passed away. And I said to her, my story and how I felt and my sadness and my joy and my fear and all of this crazy stuff, because she was divorcing her husband. And she looked at me and she said, here's the good thing, Rose. Your husband's dead. You never have to deal with him again. She goes, I'm getting a divorce from my husband. I have to deal with him every week. And I thought, wow, that's a universal 2x4. She was basically saying to me, you're lucky your husband's dead. You don't have to deal with him. But I have to deal with him inside. I have to deal with the emotions. Don't you? Don't you have to deal with your emotions when you're going through some form of pain, death, divorce, heartache, loss, war? Of course. See, people think when someone dies, it's better. It's only better when you change your thoughts. It's only better when you stop being crazy. It's only better when you reach out and go to somebody that you feel connected to, that you feel safe with, that's going to walk you through your stuff. Because you're not having a breakdown. You aren't having a breakdown. You're having a breakthrough. It's good to have breakthroughs. It's good to say, okay, this is enough. What do I have to do for me right now? What do I need from me right now? That's what you need to be asking yourself. It's not about your children. It's not about your husband. It's not about your parents. It's all about you. What do you need right now? What do you ache for? What do you ache for? Remember, whatever happened in the past, it doesn't exist anymore. It only exists in your mind. Your mind will make you crazy if you let it. And all of those crazy thoughts in your mind, they're not even true, most of them. They're just made up. But I will tell you this. The energy of your thoughts affect you. And whatever energy you put out to the universe is what you're going to get back through your thoughts. And that's what I do every day, is I help people change their thoughts. And I change my own thoughts. And when you do that, it's amazing what'll happen. We're going to come back in 2 minutes and we're going to discuss a little more about what is it that you ache for. I appreciate you for listening. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. If you are looking to shift from struggle to a life of alignment with your deepest truth, you'll want to tune in to Thresholds to Awakening with host Sway Emily Spilkin. Our program will help you discover that your deepest challenges are not mistakes, but opportunities to become who you really are. Thresholds to Awakening. Enter your darkness to find your light, where Sway speaks with spiritual luminaries, cutting-edge thought leaders, and experts in the field of transformation. Listen live every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, today we're going a little bit deep, and I'm in this beautiful energy space, and I want to know what you ache for. I know that sometimes life can be hard, and I also know that life is fantastic. It's all about the belief systems that you carry within you. And it's all about you deciding if you want to make the commitment and the courage and the dedication to you to learn how to shift who you are. That's not healthy. Shift those unhealthy thoughts. Whatever wording people want to use, they make up all these words for just saying something so simple. We have to change the way we think. Because if you don't change the way you think, we become crazy. And don't think that people that are professionals, people that are in this business, whether you label them psychologists, psychiatrists, energy healers, don't think that they're not goofy. Or don't think that I'm not goofy at my time either. When I say at my time, at moments is what I'm saying. I'm goofy too. We're human. There's a side of us that has to allow ourselves to be real. And this is one thing I've believed in all my life is, oh, all of a sudden it's okay to be real? Society accepts that now. 20 years ago, 25 years ago when I was opinionated, oh, that wasn't such a good thing. I was just saying everything that everybody else thought, but I had the courage to say it. And then those little angels with the soft personalities would come up and go, I agree with you, Dr. Rose. I just couldn't say it. Well, I can. Because it's what I ache for. I ache to be real and to do what I need to do to support other people and to support my passion. I want you to consider doing the same. Walk through the doorways that you need to walk through to find out about what it is you need to shift so you can commit to being you. Commit to being who you really are. Remember, if you don't deal with your emotions, they'll deal with you. I can say that all day long, 10 times a day, 100 times a day. I promise you, if you do not deal with your emotions, they will deal with you. And you might say, how are they dealing with me? Through sickness, through being in a bad relationship, through being overweight, through not having enough money. I don't care how much money you make. That doesn't mean you keep it. I know it's a little bit to the point, but that's okay. If any of you are interested in doing any form of work, I would like you to feel comfortable if this resonates with you. Email me at rose@drrosebackman.com and I will offer you some half price sessions. You call me or you email me and I will tell you what we can do for you at a half price opportunity for you to get to where you need to be. And some of you I don't think know that I do a lot of speaking. If you would like me to come to your city and share the power of an unstoppable woman, please email me. Don't be afraid to email me and ask me some questions. I'm not going to bite anybody. I'm a normal human being and I'm here to support people. I want to be able to speak and share with those that want to hear what I have to say to become an unstoppable woman. It doesn't matter where you live. Email me at rose@drrosebackman.com. I will respond to you. Help me help you share with the world on how we can teach women to become more of who they really are. I would love to hear from you. This is my passion, to reach out and speak and to do individual work, not just at a personal level, but also at a business level. It's all about our belief systems. It's all about being real. It's all about gently pushing people out of their comfort zone into their power zone. What do you ache for? What if you've been lying to yourself all these years? Would you change it? What if you've said, I've had enough? I've had enough of sabotaging, enough of being broke, enough of being angry, Enough of trying to control everything. Enough of crying every night. Enough of going to all those parties. I don't even like those people. Maybe you say that to yourself. I don't do anything I don't want to do. It took me years to learn that, but I don't do anything I don't want to do. I don't go anywhere I don't want to go. Because my passion is teaching women how to become real. And I want you to know that I appreciate you. And I thank you so much for listening. I also want you to know that my last show will be March the 26th of this month. I've been with you for over a year. I have some new opportunities that I'm going to explore. And I want to be able to stay connected with you in some way. So again, if you are interested on any level of having any personal work or would love, I would love to hear from you, and it'll be my pleasure to support you in a speaking opportunity. Just email me, rose@drrosebackman.com. Next week we'll be back. Our title is called Stop the Insanity for next week's topic. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate you all. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks again for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Please join your host, Dr. Rose Backman, again next Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Find your inner power this week.